After nearly 18 years in public office, first as a council member, then as mayor, Jeff Chaney delivered his final State of the City address to a packed audience. It was a rare moment of reflection for a leader more accustomed to powering through policy updates than personal goodbyes. "When I started City Council in 2007, my three children that are here today were all under the age of 5," Chaney began. "Caitlin was literally 2 weeks old when I filed to run for City Council. My wife thought I was crazy, and she was right." Now in his final year as mayor, Chaney used the occasion not just to celebrate Frisco's continued growth, but to take stock of the people, projects and principles that have defined his time in office. "A legacy of bold projects." Chaney didn't dwell on numbers or metrics from his time in office. Instead, he shared stories, moments that shaped him, challenged the city, and ultimately defined Frisco's transformation. One of his proudest achievements was securing a permanent campus for UNT at Frisco, a feat he described as almost impossible. In 2017, Chaney and his then-chief of staff, Lori Medina, drove to a meeting with UNT President Neil Smatresque, an early turning point that led to UNT's decision to build a permanent campus in Frisco. "On the car ride home, I knew after a 4-hour meeting that UNT would move to Frisco and build a campus," Chaney said. That vision became reality. Today, UNT at Frisco serves 5,000 students and is expected to grow to 20,000 annually, anchoring Frisco's ambitions as a university city and business hub. Another cornerstone was the PGA of America headquarters, which Chaney called a story like no other. "It's almost unbelievable that this project actually happened," he said, crediting residents David and Ren Overd with the initial idea. "A project that had died 9 deaths, believe it or not, seemingly impossible looking back. Every single one of those involved, from every council member to our partners, had those dozens of people not been involved with it, it would have never happened." Photo: PGA of America. He also cited the Frisco Public Library as an unexpected highlight, a pandemic-era decision that paid off. Amid the uncertainty of the COVID-19 pandemic, the council chose to move forward with the new library project rather than delay it. That decision, made under Chaney's leadership, locked in record low interest rates and likely saved the city tens of millions. A $60 million project could have grown to $100 million, or never happened at all. "The bolder and harder the project, the more we wanted it," Chaney said. Lessons in leadership. Beyond the projects, Chaney reflected on what it meant to lead in one of the nation's fastest-growing cities and how personal that responsibility can become. "There's no manual for being mayor, there's no book to read, there's no podcast to listen to," Chaney said. "You just kind of have to figure it out." He shared that early in his tenure, he made a commitment to lead with excellence, ambition, and fearlessness, setting a tone he hoped would inspire staff and community members alike. But leadership also came with its burdens. Chaney noted that his mood set the tone for the entire city. If he showed signs of strain, it reverberated throughout the organization. He came to understand just how personal and impactful leadership could be. "Our roles are just a small piece of the puzzle," he said. "The 7 elected officials that serve this community at any given point in time can, by themselves, ruin and destroy everything, but they can't do anything else, anything positive, without all the people around them." People, purpose, and place. In his closing thoughts, Chaney outlined what he believes are the 3 ingredients behind Frisco's success: people, purpose, and place. "Frisco's success is a symphony for a lot of people in this room. I've had the honor to conduct the orchestra, but the music comes from all of you," he said, citing city staff, volunteers, and community partners. Chaney highlighted Frisco's strong identity, noting the city has never tried to be everything to everyone. Instead, it embraces a bold, can-do spirit with ambitious goals and a clear vision. "Beyond the growth and accolades," he said, "Frisco's greatest strength is its heart. Frisco is more than a city. It's a home," he said. "It's where families grow, dreams flourish, and pride runs deep." Looking ahead, with two new council members joining soon and a mayoral election on the horizon in 2026. Cheney acknowledged the future is in new hands, but many expectations remain. The bar is high, as it should be in Frisco, he said. Build on what has been achieved before you, but never lose sight of what makes this city special. As he concluded his final address, Cheney thanked his support systems, the family who stood by him, the friends who carried him, and the community that gave him the honor of a lifetime. I do so with gratitude, pride, and unwavering belief in our future, he said. Let's keep making Frisco extraordinary together. Don't miss anything local. Sign up for our free newsletter.